Morning, folks, and this is Jack here. This show is sponsored by the environment. Thank you very much, environment. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful rain. Aren't we so lucky to have an environment to live in? Now, folks, for those of you that don't know, we had our fabulous special general meeting last night of the Environment Centre crew. And for those of you that turned out, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. It was a great turnout. The green room was absolutely packed, and it was a pleasure to have you all there. And what happened at that meeting? I'll just give you a little bit of background to that meeting. A couple of months ago, 4 months ago, beginning of June, the then committee, of which I was part, made a decision to close the Environment Centre shop for a couple of months. There was all sorts of fabulous reasons for doing this, and so we did it. Unfortunately, that immediately offended two people, and these two people, basically, it was their egos that were affected. Yes, indeed. And I can't sort of stand back and say my ego hasn't been affected by all of this, and I haven't been operating on ego, because I have. For the last 4 months, both myself and Vanessa, who's the... she was the everything, basically, for the Environment Centre shop for that time. We have suffered lies, slander, and more lies from two particular people, and both of them should have known better. So what that all came down to, after putting up with that for a few months and sort of trying to work things out and try to sort things out, we responded to a request from these two gentlemen, these two men, to have a special general meeting so that we could have a vote on a vote of no confidence in the current committee. The current committee decided, or the then committee decided, to preempt that, and we resigned. So that's what happened at the special general meeting that we organised. The committee resigned, and now there is a brand new, sparkly, shiny committee to run the Environment Centre. Now, obviously, they're... they've been thrown into this job at pretty short notice, and so they're still feeling their way. So some of the old committee have graciously agreed that we will be there. We'll be there for the secretary if she wants to call on us and just sort of, sort things out. We just had morning coffee with her, in fact, Sandra, the new secretary of the committee. And so that's what we're going to be doing. There's a lot of people that we don't want to be involved with at that centre. And, I'm speaking for myself. There's a lot of people that I don't want to be involved with. So, we've withdrawn. We're out of there now. We're right out of there. And wish the best of luck to the new committee, and I think they're going to need it. It was quite distressing to be sitting in that meeting. The very first thing that happened, of course, was that it was suggested by Paul that I stand aside as chairman because of my bias, and so I did. How gracious of me. Yes, I tucked my ego back in its pocket and I stood aside, and of course I had I had the right to fight that. I had the right to stand up and say no, I want to be chairman, I want to be chairperson of this meeting. That's the president's right. But as it happened, a very lovely man, Trevor, happened to be there, and he's pretty much unbiased, and he took over the chairperson's job, and he did a fabulous, fabulous job in the face of the lies. And if you see a couple of blokes, a couple of old guys wandering around town with very long noses, they're the ones. Yep, exactly. One of the lies that was going on about for 4 months was that Vanessa had called the police on one of our members. He decided, after the committee decided to close the shop, he decided that wasn't good enough for him. He decided to reopen the shop. Coincidentally, a couple of local police called into the shop, as they did to every business in town. They were compiling a list of key holders. Now, sadly, this person didn't actually hear what they were saying. He was obviously feeling a bit guilty, perhaps, about the fact that he was in the shop anyway, against the wishes of the committee. So when he heard keys, his mind obviously locked down, and he went into some sort of spasm, and he then invented this story, which he spread around for 4 months. In partnership with this other fellow, by email, insulting emails to Vanessa and the committee at the Shannon Market, three or four Shannon Markets, he was there quite actively condemning the committee and spreading these lies in the street outside the Environment Centre. He sat up with a stall and did the same thing. The lie that Vanessa had called the police on him. Anyone at all in this village who knows Vanessa would understand immediately that's the last thing she would do. And despite the fact, with this chap being presented with the information over the next few months, that this didn't happen, he refused to believe the truth, preferred to believe his fantasy, and continued to spread it. And right up until the meeting on Friday, in fact, he discovered through another party, through a businessman in town, through a person he presumably trusts, he went and checked this out. He left it right for the last minute, and then he decided to check it out, and found, bugger me, I've been wrong all along. Vanessa didn't call the cops. No, no, they just came in to check on the key holders. So, being the true man that he is, of course, he walked right into that meeting, stood up and said, Vanessa, I apologise. I apologise. I've been lying about you for 4 months. I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? Do you believe that? It didn't happen. He continued to deny the reality and sat in that meeting with his nose growing longer, denying the reality of what happened. Now, I've got to stop going on about this because it's bad for my health.